Quarter past seven here on 2SER Breakfast. Tess Connery here with you. And it has been quite a short week this week, but it's thrown everybody out of whack. And but never fear, we were actually in here on Monday, so we're set.
I was just going to say. I was just about to say, Tess, it hasn't been a short week for us. Well, it's been a normal week.
Normal people got a short week, I think.
Yeah, I get you.
But it's still thrown me out of whack, honestly.
Yeah.
But it's been a weird week. Let's leave it at that. Mm. And Jeff Field is coming to run us through the weekly wrap.
Indeed. How's what we're going to do is go way back to Monday back. When most of you people were having the day off.
When everyone was asleep.
And we were in here telling people about the shutdown of the Chatswood to Epping line, which apparently was going to be 7 months. Mm. All right. We'll just leave it at that. Buses began replacing trains. Now, the Transport Minister, Andrew Constance, claimed the closure was a significant disruption, but would be well worth it in the long term. And he is still sticking to the story. It will be 7 months. Now, the interesting thing here is that there were certainly disruptions on Tuesday. I saw queues. But the interesting thing will be when school holidays finish in a week's time.
Yeah.
I think we are really going to see what effect loading tens of thousands of people onto buses has.
Well, just conversations I've had. I mean, I saw on Facebook, I think the day after it had closed down, a video of the is it Victoria Street in Chatswood?
Yep.
Where all the buses
Victoria
run
Street,
from.
Yep.
And just the line went all the way up the street. I heard as well, apparently yesterday, a bunch of the buses got stuck in at Macquarie Uni. So if you were waiting for a pink bus, they were all just piled in around Macquarie Uni. They'd all just bunched up. And yeah, if you're anywhere around the area, the pink buses are just everywhere, but still not seeming to quite do the legwork that the trains had.
All I can do is say, let's cross our fingers and hope this isn't a repeat of the light rail debacle, which is in the news again this morning. Also on Monday, in a tragic start to the summer surf life-saving patrol season, a 24-year-old overseas tourist drowned while swimming at Stanwell Park Beach in Wollongong. He wasn't swimming in between the flags. We all know that message. Swim between the flags if you're at a patrol beach, obviously. A pain specialist warning proposed changes to private health coverage for chronic pain treatment would push many sufferers into an already strained public system and potentially see some turn to opioid drug use. Reforms to the private health system will see the introduction of bronze, silver and gold categories from April next year in a bid to simplify the system and help consumers understand what they're covered for. That's what we're being told anyway. And police said they were disappointed so many people were arrested for drug offences during an operation at the Listen Out Festival in Centennial Park, Randwick on Saturday. Fortunately, there were no medical problems this time, but 159 people were charged, and that's going to be on their records for the rest of their lives. So
that
just seems to be a continuing situation after every music festival. So what can you say? I don't know.
What is it? The definition of, I can't remember the word, is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results?
Yeah, people are putting ideas forward for pill testing and other things, harm reduction, and they seem to be getting knocked down by both sides of politics. So the same thing happens. Let's move to Tuesday. Housing prices experienced their largest slump in a decade, with Sydney's prices falling by 1% and Melbourne's dropping by 1.2% for the month. I don't think, even with those sorts of drops, I still think it's going to be hard for this generation to get into the housing market. The Reserve Bank met, though, and left interest rates at a record low of 1.5%. Also, on Tuesday, Labor announced a tour of Australia to hear from those who were unable to tell their stories during the Royal Banking Commission. Bill Shorten also asked, why is it that when people steal from banks, they go to prison, but when bank execs steal from people, they get big fat bonuses?
He's clearly been listening to you.
What a great line. I must say, yeah, that has been around for a while. The Northern Territory became Australia's first jurisdiction to impose a minimum price on alcohol, with new laws banning cheap 4 to 5 bottles of wine favoured by alcoholics. From now on, a minimum price of $1.30 per standard drink or unit of alcohol will apply. On Wednesday, postal voting began in Wentworth ahead of one of the most intriguing electoral contests in Australian history. A lot going on there with the just the Independents.
Yeah, just a lot going on there, full stop.
we've been speaking to them all. We spoke to Karen Phelps, to Alicia Heath.
Alicia Heath, yeah.
And also we had Dave Sharma on, who was speaking to The Wire. He said he's focusing on local issues before the final days of voting.
We're going to have Tanya Plibersek on a little bit later too, and we're going to ask her some questions about Wentworth, probably, before we let her go.
Okay, Tim Murray's the candidate there, so that'll be interesting. Donald Trump also told reporters it's a very difficult and scary time for young men in the United States. Mr. Trump's remarks came as he reiterated his support for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, who's currently facing sexual misconduct allegations by several women. And the Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded to a woman for the first time in 55 years. Donna Strickland from Canada is only the third woman winner of the award and shares this year's prize with Arthur Ashkin from the US and Gerard Marou from France. It recognises their discoveries in the field of laser physics. We're almost there. Thursday, frustrated residents living near the new light rail route in Sydney's southeast told an inquiry that their life had been endangered by construction workers on several occasions. Kensington homeowner Andrew Jordan said the diesel fumes filled his home one night and took 5 phone calls for work to stop. Others claim their health has been affected by a lack of sleep and mental problems. And also, we found out late yesterday, you were quick to let me know, that again, the completion date has been delayed. We'll have more details in the 8 o'clock news with Tara. The tampon tax was axed, but most state and territories are reserving their support for actual changes to the GST revenue carve-up until they receive a legal guarantee they won't be left worse off.
First of all, I'm very happy to see it go, but I thought it was quite odd that this has been such a big push to axe the pad and tampon tax, and now that it's happened, it feels like it was just kind of like, oh yay, and now we move on.
That's what I felt. I thought there would be much more discussion, but no, it then all turned to the actual GST and other issues. But
it's quite monumentous, and it feels like it just got lost.
Yeah. Anyway, we mentioned it.
We did,
and we're mentioning it again. And let's finish off with. You could cringe.
Uh-oh.
You could laugh.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, it was all over the TV news last night. British Prime Minister Theresa May appeared at the Conservative conference. Now, obviously, Brexit's the big issue there. But, no, that didn't make the headlines. What made the headlines, in fact, the front pages of most of the UK papers, was the Prime Minister arriving on stage dancing to ABBA's disco classic Dancing Queen.
I can't hate this, regardless of what you think of Theresa May. That's a whole other kettle of fish.
Exactly.
But, as someone who, when she did go to Africa and was just mocked relentlessly on the world stage for her dancing, to come out and do a little boogie to Dancing Queen,
I can't hate that. Forget her politics. You know, as much as you may despise her politics, whatever.
I can't hate that. No, it's great.
On that note, that was the news of the week. Thanks to...
Cheers, Jeff.
I was about to say Teresa.
Tess. God, no. Cheers, Jeff. Jeff Field with the weekly wrap. Yeah, it's been a bit of a weird week this week, so running you back through the week that was, just in case you might have forgotten or let one of the two of the stories slide on by.